In order to make this presentation more realistic, I will use the example of sailing a yacht of 30 feet crewed by 5 people. From the standpoint of the activity theory, the elements involved in sailing a yacht are 1, the subject, which is the crew, 2, the object, which is the course or destination, 3, the actions, which are all the tasks that must be consciously exerted to keep the yacht on course, and 4, the operations, which are the automatic activities that the crew carries out along the way. The unit of analysis will be the act of sailing its specified course. These constitutes are not fixed, but can change with circumstances, and that an operation can become an action. Such is the case when trimming a new sail to work under different conditions of the weather. As time passes, these become automatic into operations again. The object goals and the routine for each crew will all be determined before the journey. The boat, along with all its equipment, practices, and language, are the artifacts that meditate the activity. The context for this journey is generated by the crew and the equipment. It is produced internally by the people's specific objects and goals, and externally by the artifacts and other people in specific settings. From this idea comes the idea of a functional organ that is made of a person and his artifact. For example, the helmsman and the wheel is the functional organ that steers the yacht. For distributed cognition, analysis is at the level of a cognitive system that is made up of the crew, the boat, and the artifacts. In this model, the crew and artifacts are united to execute the system goals. The purpose of this theory is to understand how the different agents of the system coordinate to enact the goals of the system. People are placed at the same level with artifacts, so the notion of functional organs is replaced by one functional system. In essence, it is concerned with how the mind works with artifacts and other minds to transform representations, both inside and outside the head. Thus, meditation by artifacts is very important. For our examples, each crew, together with the artifacts, can be viewed as part of an arrangement of gears that form a system. Each gear must fit successfully with other gears for the system to work. If one gear breaks, then the entire system could go down. Situated action looks at situated activity or the activity as it is taking place. Since the best of plans can be laid to waste when put into practice, it is a good model to look at an activity from a real-life perspective. Unlike the previous theories, object goals cannot be established before the activity. Artifacts do not mediate here, and the idea of persistent structures from one situation to the next does not exist. The key idea of this theory is to understand how people respond to the environment, which gives it certain behaviorist qualities. A result of this is an emphasis on improvising. It is not routine or predictable. For our yachting example, one can study the response of the crew as they sail through a storm or some other conditions of the weather. So for a bit of a summary, from a functional standpoint, activity theory and distributed cognition lend themselves to the writing of rule books and guides for an activity. To continue with the example of sailing a book on the techniques of sailing in general or sailing a specific course is possible for these theories because goals are determined before the activity. The focus, persistent structures, and its distinction of one activity from another. Distributed cognition, because of its unification of people and artifacts into a single entity, lends itself to the writing of playbooks for a specific team for a specific activity. In our case, it could mean the captain of the yacht laying out what each crew member must do for the trip. This would be based on both the task at hand and how they have functioned as a part of the human machine/machine that the yacht has become. Each crew with the same task will not perform in the same way, just as two soccer teams do not play the same way and hence have different strategies going into the same game. Both distributed and situated cognition lend themselves to postmortem analysis of activities. Distributed cognition can be used to determine where in the scheme of things an activity broke down and what can be done in the future to fix it. Situated cognition, on the other hand, is useful for evaluating an event to assess how theories measure up to practice under real-world conditions. In doing so, it not only enables theories to be adjusted to consider the unpredictable, but allows for observing true intelligence that is exhibited as an innovative response to a completely new or unplanned scenario.